Final hour on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's had a great day to this point. What a gorgeous day it is here in Middle Tennessee. Let's do what we always do on Tuesdays at this time at 1 o'clock. Let's head over to West End. Let's bring in Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee. He's on the line with us. Coach, you said today, and thanks for joining us, that you felt like yesterday's practice was a good practice. You felt like, you know, the guys were re-energized after a week off. You know how long the season is. It's a mental and physical grind. It seems like from your words today about yesterday's practice to get this week started in preparation for Kentucky on Saturday, maybe that bye week or off week was probably good timing for you guys.
Yeah, I think the bye week becomes a necessity as you're navigating a long season, and that's for every team. Every team that I've ever been a part of, you need the chance to unplug a little bit. We stayed active last week. We recruited, we developed the team in practice. We did some advanced planning for Kentucky, but we also took some time to recharge. Some of the guys went home. Some of them stayed in town, but got away for a little bit, and that can be a huge boost. And you know, for us in practice, I mean, we, on the whole, there's a couple of exceptions. I felt like on the whole, we've established a level of work in practice, a level of intensity that I think is going to serve us really well heading into the future as a great foundation. But you know, yesterday we look at the GPS numbers and they tell a story, and just in terms of the intensity of our practice, the way we moved, our speeds. I'm pleased with how this team has continued to meet the marks as far as the numbers go here late in the season. I think it's, again, a good sign for us moving forward.
Also seems like the timing may be right to get some key guys back in the lineup as well, right?
Absolutely. We are excited to get Ken back to practice yesterday for full go. And Rocco appears to be on his way back to playing Saturday. We want to be a little cautious about that just because he needs to make it through the week of practice. But, you know, with Ken, we're going to see how his injury responds and kind of make a decision later in the week on who starts, who we go with. But we're excited to get him back, and I thought he had a nice day yesterday, and he was thrilled to be back out there mixing it up. So that was fun.
I bet. I want to go back on something you said about being out on the recruiting trail last week. What's some of the input that you're getting, your staff is getting, as you navigate through these waters now being the head coach at Vanderbilt? I don't know, we talked to you when you took the job, if this is what you thought the feedback would be. I mean, is it going as planned? Just kind of give us a little insight of when you talk to these young men, these kids out there, and you're getting their feedback and trying to convince them on why they should come play for you and your staff. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, I think on the whole, it's been positive. You know, we have a really good product here that I think resonates with a lot of people. I do feel like here in the early goings, there's a special type of person that we are looking for, and that's we want builders here. We want people that are coming in anxious to be a part of something at the ground level. And, that's not to say that, patience is a relative term. I think we're, setting a foundation this year, and we'll have a healthy amount of roster turnover heading into year two and retain some really good young players that'll form a nucleus to this program moving forward. And there's a lot of exciting things about that, but again, for the guys that we're recruiting into this first class, there has to be a certain mentality that they bring, and that's a level of confidence that they can come in and be the difference, right? We want to see a self-assuredness. We want to see and connect with people that understand the potential here and understand the vision for what we're going to accomplish and aren't deterred by adversity, right? Like we're not going to be afraid of charging into the fire and again, having a belief in each other. And we've been able to find that. Obviously, it's not just about mindset. There's also measurable traits that are important. And that's where Barton and his staff, work diligently to make sure that we're hitting marks in terms of skill. You know, like what is the, you know, looking at speed, looking at length, looking at frame, how this group will develop into what we feel like, really competitive, a foundational recruiting class, right? This is the first one that we've had a chance to pursue as a staff. So it's been positive, and obviously that's not to say there aren't going to be hiccups along the way. That's inevitable. But also think it can be healthy. And for us, it's about making sure that the people that come into this program are focused on building this football team into what we know it can be. That football is incredibly important to them, and that they're anxious to help us, realize the potential of our program. And with all the excitement of Vandy United and new leadership and all the things that we're doing to set this program apart. And so it's been fun and exciting. At times it can be frustrating. At times it can be incredibly energizing. But I think that's a part of anything that's competitive and a great challenge.
Talking to Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head football coach. And Coach, I want to know more about the helicopter. I see these great clips that you guys put out there. I love the staff that you have putting together some of the energy things behind the scenes that you see. And one of them, they see you walking out to the helicopter on the football field, lifting off and going to these high school games. How often had you ridden in a helicopter before, and where did you get that thing?
Well, a couple of thoughts here. The first is over the bye week, my wife and I we caught up on the show Succession, which has been a favorite of ours, and I got to talk to Barton, because it seems to me there are nicer helicopters out there than ones I see on the show. I'm not riding in that one.
Okay.
But no, it's I have before. We used it on occasion at Notre Dame, and that was just a chance to make a day trip at times. For me, we don't want to hide. This isn't a program that's going to sit in the corner and as we build from within, because internally there was so much growth that needed to happen, and there still is. There's still so much that needs to be done within our walls to get this program, churning in the right direction. But that doesn't mean that we're going to sit and be modest and meek in the corner and not fight for, our city and recruiting. And so the ability to get to multiple games on a Friday, the impact of the entrance, and there's a certain level of importance that is made clear when, a prospect sees you flying into the game. Like, they know that it's important to us that we're seen, and they know that we're there. And that's kind of the point, is that, we're going to use it as an effective means to traverse a city that, as we all have experienced, can at times offer some challenging traffic, right? We can get multiple games in an evening. I've tried to convince my wife to let me take my kids along with me, and she hasn't quite gotten on board with that yet. It appears to be pretty safe and effective, and we're having fun with it.
So, Clark, you brought up Vandy United, and as a former player recently, I got a chance to go and see Memorial Gym down low in the bowels, and they were showing me all of what's going on under construction right now with locker rooms and stuff. There's a lot of people, they hear about Vandy United, they hear about the commitment, but they sort of want to see where that's going. What's the tangible thing? What would you tell them about football, of how that's going here several months after they made the big announcement?
Well, I can tell you that I'm incredibly excited, and I think in short order there's going to be more to really present to everyone that, will be, I think, really energizing. And Willie, obviously, I'm a part of that community too, and I get it.
Yeah,
I get this. I mean, hey, listen, there's no one that wants to get everything out there more than me, I think having it done right and having it done in a manner that isn't incomplete or isn't, doesn't give a thorough picture of what's going to be done, I think that's important. And so I think we're nearing that point where there's going to be a comfort in releasing some things that visually that will allow for people to see exactly what this is going to be. And it's going to be, it is going to put Vanderbilt right in the conversation of, in our league, some of the nicest facilities that, that are out there. And I'm really energized by the way the stadium's going to really take a new form, and the environment's going to be shifted. And, you know, there are challenges with our footprint just because we're landlocked, but what I have seen with my eyes has really, it's been incredible the what they're going to be able to do with the space and how it's going to change the manner that the football occupies this campus. And obviously other sports will benefit, but you know, there's a serious and significant investment in what we, the facilities we function in day in, day out, that's going to be huge. And so, I know that everyone's out there that, you know, follows our program and follows our university is anxious for the next step. And, I'm hopeful that that comes shortly here, and I'm excited for it too, because I think it's really going to energize the Vanderbilt community and the fan base.
We're talking to Clark Lee, Vanderbilt football coach. And as you face Kentucky this weekend, you know, they've obviously lost three in a row, you know, to Georgia, Mississippi State, and then a big rivalry in Tennessee. Is there a different type of mental preparation going into a game like that when you know you're going to face an opponent that's playing with a little bit of desperation?
Well, you could swing it a number of ways. This is why I think we tend to just focus on us and what we're, you know, what we're preparing to do, because when you're on a skid, and we obviously are experiencing that too. You know, there's a lot of resistance that pops up, internal resistance, and you have to beat back the narratives that exist externally, and you have to really shift your focus on taking on a level of preparation that allows you to perform to chase the outcome you want on Saturday. And so for Kentucky, I'm sure they're spending time both beating back those narratives that exist and strengthening internally and trying to prepare themselves to come down here and play their best competitive game yet. Obviously for us, you know, we're, you know, beating back those narratives and strengthening internally and trying to prepare our team to launch into the first of our final three games. And so, we don't spend a lot of time talking about them, but I think the late season grind is a reality for everyone. And, you know, we have to handle it, you know, particularly with where we are as a program and our margins being so small, we have to handle this better than our remaining opponents and attack these last three games with a fresher mentality and hopefully, you know, being fresher physically too.
What do you see out of their quarterback, Will Levis? I mean, he completes nearly 65% of his passes. I mean, he can run a little bit, but what have you seen out of him?
Just a great fit for what they do offensively. I you know, their offense is impressive. They have a great running back. They have skill at receiver and a quarterback that knows how to, you know, distribute the ball and does it at a, you know, with a high completion rate, like you made mention to. They really, you know, are built around a physical run game where they set up manageable third downs and they convert at a really high rate. And our challenge is going to be to get them off schedule. Our challenge is going to be to try to create up third downs that are, where they're against the chains and, you know, gives us a chance maybe to dial into some of the things that have allowed us to be successful this year in the pressures and the multiple coverages that can create problems. If we allow them to stay on schedule and they have early down success, you know, the quarterback has proven the ability to convert on third down and to score points. And so, they've built a nice offense. They've built a nice program. I admire what Mark's done there, and I'm excited to compete against them and have a chance to play against, you know, one of our league's best teams.
Well, going to be a good one for sure. And wear all black. I know it's a blackout this weekend, so going to be cool to see. Clark, appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, great to be with you guys, and we'll look forward to doing it again next week.
Absolutely. That is Clark Lee, Vanderbilt football coach, joins us every Tuesday at 1 here on Darren Donick and Chase. We'll come back with Mitch Light of The Athletic. But first, Willie, tell us about QC Kinetics.
All right, glad to do that. If you've got the chronic joint pain that happens as we get older, if you're not having success with steroids or some other kind of drug that you're using, if you're trying to avoid a surgery that's been talked about some, thankfully there's a better way. And now it's available from the medical professionals at QC Kinetics. It's now open in our listening area. I'm talking about new therapies, advanced all-natural regenerative treatments that can not only just give you relief in the short term, but can restore and repair damaged tissue for the long term. I'm talking about lasting relief. That's the goal with QC Kinetics. So if you've got the joint pain during the wear and tear that you have, maybe it's arthritis, maybe it's in your joints like knees and hips and shoulders, don't just think that the old ways of dealing with it are the only ways. Learn more about these new biologic therapy solutions. Free consultation is available to you from QC Kinetics. Here's the phone number, 615-249-4024. That's 615-249-4024. Check it out. It's remarkable. You're looking to get that long-lasting restoration of the tissue. QC Kinetics, 615-249-4024.